not necessarily. Like I say, as the week, as the year goes on, you can see that the game's starting to slow down for him, and he's picking up on things, and he's making the right, you know, progression. So it's just a matter of time before he pops.
How much is it bothering you guys, all the penalties? There's been a ton of penalties for this football team. Try to cut those down.
You just try to play technique ball, and at the end of the day, I mean, to be honest, but you can't be worrying about penalties when you're out there playing the game. If it happens, it happens. But really, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm not worried about that. That's what you're asking. We gotta get turnovers. And I think, I don't know the stats as far as red zone efficiencies, but we can't allow touchdowns. And that'll flip it our way, you know what I'm saying? Like make it go our way. We start getting turnovers and handle this, and get this red zone down.
I think Winston, just to get back to him for a second. They, Florida State, man, he was like a real.
I thought that was Green Bay.
Okay. He was like a real finisher, like a fourth quarter guy. Do you see any of that now when you watch the film? You know what I mean? Is it too early in the NFL to see that same kind of thing in him? The way he finished games?
I mean, that's definitely.
He rallied him.
Yeah, he's going to have that same mentality as he has in college. Why would he not? Led to great things. He became first overall pick, so I think he's not going to lose that. He's not going to lose confidence. You can see at Florida State, he went through a lot of stuff. He went through a lot of things. And to me, as outside looking in, like you can see, he never lost his confidence when it falls on the field. So no, I don't expect him to lose in the NFL. No.
Adams, do you have to
play?
Do you have to do anything differently against Adams because of his size?
Adams.
I'm sorry.
Evans. I mean, you just got to play ball in the day. I mean, football is football. You got out there, you playing technique, if he's big, if he's small. Doesn't really matter the size or anything. Jersey, name, you got to play ball.
Is he the biggest guy you've seen so far?
Is he? I don't know. Brandon Marshall's pretty big. I don't know.
Not 6'5".
He's like, not? Brandon Marshall not 6'5"?
No.
He's not?
No.
All right.
Well, he's not listed at 6'5".
Yeah, all right. He's big. Like, all those guys are the same thing. They go up and catch the ball well. They got a big catch radius. Runs well after the catch. They pretty much all of those guys, you know, freak athletes.
Can you take anything from your matchup with those guys into this one, or is it just a completely different?
It's a completely different game, completely different person. He's similar to them, but he's not them. So he has little things about him that is different from them, obviously. So I gotta, you know, obviously I'm watching him and trying to figure that out.
You were saying about, I mean, you don't really know what a guy is until you're across from or standing next to him. I mean, when you're watching from the wide angle on film, how tough is it to even to tell, you know, what a guy brings to the table physically? I mean, can you even tell?
He goes against other cornerbacks, and you'd be like, well, that guy's pretty good. So you can judge him off that. That's how you can be like, all right, he's pretty good.